Right. So now we would like to talk about the Spanish-speaking communities in Australia. Most of the time you hear everything or all the Spanish-speaking communities in the United States, but not much about Australia. The information that we are about to share comes from a chapter book called The Sense of Belonging, Social Media Use of Latin American Migrants in Australia, written by me, one of the authors, and also Trinidad Espinosa Abascal. She's from Mexico. And Val Kolik Pesca, she's from Croatia, but she's interested in migration. The Spanish connection with Australia began with the South Pacific exploration of Luis de Torres and Pedro Fernández de Quirós, who named the great southern land Australian Dell, Espíritu Santo, even though they never reached it. And until the Second World War, Spanish migration was very limited. A small group of Catalanes and Basques settled around Ingen. However, even after the war, despite an increase in the numbers during the 1960s, migration from Spain itself remained limited. During the European financial crisis, the numbers of Spanish increased again between 2007 and 2010.
Now, Latin Americans arrive in Australia under various immigration categories through the humanitarian programs as political refugees, as economic migrants, or as skill-based visas, as international students, and for the reason of family reunion and marriage. There have been two main waves of Latin American migration to Australia, driven by financial and political instability in their countries. The first wave of Latin American immigration began in the late 1960s, led by the Chileans, Uruguayans, and Argentinians. Chilean is the largest Spanish group in Australia, and Uruguayans are the oldest population.
The second wave of Latin American immigration occurred during the 1980s and the early 1990s, with the arrival of refugees from El Salvador and other Central American countries that were experiencing political turmoil at the time. The second group of Latin Americans integrated rather faster than the first group, most probably because the first wave of Latin Americans paved the way and created social network resources. However, they still have to fight for their careers to be recognized. Both waves have settled either as permanent residents or Australian citizens.
To this history of Latin American immigration, we can add a third wave, which started in 1990 and continues to the present. The most recent intake consists mainly of high-skilled migrants or international students from Brazil, Colombia, Mexico, Venezuela, and Ecuador. Meanwhile, the third wave of Latin American migrants to come to Australia are from Mexico and Colombia. The largest and latest group is the current wave are middle-aged. Even though the Spanish-speaking community in Australia has the same mother tongue, individuals came from different socioeconomic, educational, cultural backgrounds.
So, would you like to add anything about your own community here in Australia? Do you know much about it?
So, in my case, I haven't met a lot of Peruvians. I've met one other Peruvian, but it turns out that it wasn't out of chance. She's actually my neighbor back in Lima.
Wow. You know, Cristina, you remind me. I think it's a small population of Peruvians in Sydney that arrived in the 60s and 70s, and most of them women, that they came to work as a secretary. Yeah. But you're right, it's not a big group, in at least in Melbourne. Yeah.
So about Colombians, I know, I mean, I've been here like for some months, so I don't know exactly what the Colombians' immigration situation is, but I know there are a lot of Colombians there have been some waves of Colombian immigrants coming to Australia. But I don't know exactly where they are located, or because I have not met a Colombian here at the university at RMIT yet.
Yeah, I agree with you, Natalia. It seems that there are a lot of Colombians. I think it's more common to meet someone that is from Colombia than from other Latin American countries. That's what it feels here in Melbourne. It will be interesting to know about other places. But when it comes to Mexicans, yeah, it's a growing community. It's more Mexicans are looking to Australia. They're looking in this direction. And I have my really good Mexican friends now, so it's good, like, when I want to feel familiar, to make the kind of jokes and to talk about topics related to Mexico, or to have that delicious music, Mexican food. It's good to have that also in this part of the world that it's really far from home.
Fantastic. Remember, if you want to know more about Latin Americans, a particular country, because Latin America is an umbrella, and within that umbrella, there's so many other countries that you have here that our friends here have shared similarities and differences. So if you would like to know more, I invite you to do a search and find out if we have Puerto Ricanos or Cubanos, or what else?
Araguayos.
Ecuatorianos. Sí, exacto. Okay, so we leave you with this learning of Spanish-speaking populations here in Australia. Okay, hasta la vista.
Nos vemos.
Chao.
Chao, parceros.
Adiós.